Welcome to the Friday Night Clive podcast with me, Clive Payne. In this podcast, we look back at the amazing charities, organisations and people we have chatted to over the past few months, all of whom have interesting and important stories to tell. Would it surprise you to know that a recent survey revealed that there are changing perceptions of tattoos, with more and more people considering removal of them? You either love them or hate them, but would you go through the removal procedure, and what would this involve? To tell us more is the founder and owner of Laser HQ, Helen Quayle, on the line, and she joins me now. Good evening, Helen.
Good evening, Clive.
Thank you for joining us this evening. Helen, before we start looking at tattoo removal, how is a tattoo actually implemented in the first place?
So a tattoo is implemented by numerous different ways all over the world. And it is ink placed within the epidermis of the skin to create a artwork effect on the skin. Now, there's many different ways that you can do this. You can do this by a pen gun. You can do this by a needle. There's many different methods and ways of making a tattoo.
So how come it doesn't smudge?
So how the ink particles are so tiny that they create. Now, not all of them don't smudge though, Clive. That's what we're going to talk about today though, for the removal. But the majority of them that are really, really good ink and ink particles, a lot of them don't smudge. So you need to research where you go with that, with the quality of the ink.
Sure. And I mean, you know, as I've said before, I don't have any, but I don't have a problem with people who do have them. You know, it's just simply not for me. But so now we understand how a tattoo is implemented. How do you, go about removing them? Because you use quite clever technology, don't you?
Yes, we do. So with the ink particles, they lie just under the epidermis of the skin. So we use a wavelength of laser to penetrate the skin, to break down them ink particles, and then your body actually naturally breaks them ink particles down and flushes them out through the lymphatic system. So it's quite clever when you think about it.
Has it always been done that way, or is that just a new method?
It has always been done that way. Now, technology has improved massively over the years. Definitely keeping with the pain relief from it as well. So it used to be really, really painful. However, over the years, the machines have got really faster, and we can use numbing technology and ice cooling technology as well.
Oh, that was my next question. I was going to say, does it hurt? I know sometimes it hurts when a tattoo is implemented in the first place. Now, a survey was done of a census-wide study of 1,004 people in January of this year. Mm-hmm. And from that, it was discovered that 40% of Brits are considering tattoo removal. What do you know about that? And, you know, what sort of thing are your customers saying to you?
So in the Laser HQ clinics, we've seen a massive increase over the past year of people coming in for tattoo removal services. So with the 40%, actually only 5% have actually already done it. So for over half of them that are considering tattoo removal are shockingly a lot of young adults. So between 20s to 30s, so not the older generation that you might think, it's actually the younger ones that are regretting.
Do you know any reasons why they are regretting and having them removed?
Yes, so a lot of them are falling out of love with the design. That is the biggest one. Now, we do have like trends that are in and out, especially with social media and celebrities. So again, trends coming in and out and people following trends and then it's going out of date. Like I mentioned before, the quality of the tattoo. So over time, tattoos can blur, fade if they're not using a good quality of the ink. Exes' names, we've had lots of drunken mistakes, peer pressure, and negative reaction from families and workplace, surprisingly.
I was going to say workplace particularly, because I've heard stories of people who have had a visible tattoo and gone for an interview somewhere and not got it, and were of the opinion that the tattoo was disconcerting. And certainly in some cases within the emergency services, depending on the type of artwork and where it is, it can be detrimental mm-hmm. to somebody's success as well. Not every time, let's be very clear about that, but yeah. Depending on what the tattoo says or what message it creates and where it's visible, that can have a negative effect as well. I am surprised, though, that it's the 20 to 30-somethings.
Yes, it is. So it is quite a recent regret that they're having.
Are there any limitations then to removing tattoos? Because, you know, I mean, does the skin actually repair itself and it looks like it's never been tattooed, or is there sort of permanent scarring?
So with limitations, there is limitations with tattoo removal. There is like certain medications, photosensitivity, obviously pregnancy, things like that. But at Leeds HQ, we do a full breakdown of consultations and medical history and go through everything like that with you, and especially patch tests, which is really important. So if you are considering, please make sure that the practitioner is doing a patch test and consultation. So they're the limitation side. And we regarding of like the skin looking like normal, yes, if you go to a really good place and be careful where you go, your skin will return back to normal. So a lot of these befores and afters, now everyone is different and each tattoo is different because of like the placement, the ink, the colour, so it's hard to say that every single person goes back to normal, but we do have some really, really good before and afters on our social media and on our website as well that you can have a look at.
It's an interesting point you make there, in the sense that it's important for people who are looking to have tattoos done to go to, you know, a good quality artist in a good quality place that uses mm-hmm. decent ink as well.
Yeah. Like, tattoos are a great form of self-expression and individualism, but they are permanent. So we always say, think before you ink. Really research where you are going. We ask them the quality of the inks, like what types of inks do they use, because this is all very important, because if you are looking at the process of tattoo removal as well, these are all factors that we need to take into consideration.
Now
and also like how long it lasts as well mm-hmm. without blurring.
Yes, that's true, because some people are in their sort of 70s plus and they've had tattoos for sort of 40 years, and of course that ink won't be to the standard that you can use today, and as you said, mm-hmm. they blur with age, and of course the skin gets old as well, and you know it dries yeah. out and such like.
Mm-hmm.
But again, going back to the negative impact of tattoos, why is it, do you believe, that men are more likely to be told to cover up their tattoos as opposed to women?
I think it's because of maybe of the environment that they are in. There might be more of a professional environment where they are having to wear suits. Now, I was quite shocked at the study of still it affecting, you know, workplace and people not getting jobs. But yeah, it's still happening, and men are getting told to cover up a lot more, which is shocking. I think as well, like, a lot of men have tattoos like on their arms and their hands, which is a lot more visible as well. So that's a big one that we remove.
One of my friends has what they call a sleeve on one arm, and he's now had another tattoo added to his hand, I think, today. I don't know what it was about. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I mean, my friend from school, his wife is heavily, heavily tattooed, to the point that from what I can gather, there isn't much visible flesh on her body at all, other than, you know, her
wow.
intimate areas.
Yeah, amazing. They are amazing, incredible way to, you know, express yourself. But obviously people, there are 40% of us are looking to remove tattoos, and a lot of the factors are probably because they've not actually thought about it going through. They might have got it too young. So there's many factors of that.
Is there a minimum age that people can have tattoos?
It's 18 in the UK.
Ah, right, so that there is a minimum age. Interesting.
Yeah.
Is it something that can be done on the NHS, do you know, or is it something that has to be done, you know, privately through organisations like yourselves, for example?
It's very, very, very rare that it's done on the NHS, and if it is done on the NHS, it isn't free, just because it is considered as like a cosmetic procedure. So, yeah, so it's not really done through the NHS. It will have to be privately.
What words of wisdom and advice would you offer people who are thinking of having a tattoo and are sitting there listening to this now thinking, oh, I was going to go tomorrow and have such and such done or whatever, mm-hmm. or they're thinking of having one removed?
So if you're thinking about getting a tattoo, really research where you go. That is really important. And think about the body area that you're having it on as well. Like, a lot of people don't think about this, like hands are like more likely to fade. We see that a lot quicker, so then it doesn't look as nice on the hands anymore after a couple of years. So research about where the area that you do want and the colours of the tattoos as well. So that's really, really important, because when we do go into removal, we have to use different wavelengths for different colours. So if you are thinking of getting, I don't know, a yellow colour over black. Yellow is a little bit harder to get rid of than black, so just have a research of that. And if you are looking to get tattoos removed, again, research where you go, look at the reviews, look at their consultations, and make sure that they do a patch test, and have a good look around, a good research, and yeah. Just do your research before you do anything.
Absolutely. Where can we get more information from, Helen?
So you can get more information on the study on our website at LaserHQ /blog. And you can also look on our website for services for tattoo removal as well. So if you want to give us a call, then we'll be more than happy to answer any questions.
For anybody who isn't an internet user, what's your phone number, please?
My phone, hold on, this is the work one.
Yeah, it's the work one I'm after, obviously.
It's the work one. So it's 07 414 271 194, and that's Laser HQ, and we've got 5 clinics across the Northwest.
So 07414271194. That's obviously during office hours as well, for
yes.
obvious reasons. It's an interesting
yes.
subject. I'd be interested to see if those trends change in the future. But I really am quite surprised that so many young people are having them removed.
Yes, it is. We was quite shocked at the study as well, because the 9% of them are 18 and 19 year olds already considering. So that's a quite an instant regret that they are having from the tattoo. Mm.
Do you have any tattoos, Helen?
I don't have any tattoos. I do have semi-permanent brows, which is a form of tattoo. And we are removing a lot of them, actually. So any microblading, any semi-permanent makeup brows, we can remove them as well. Technology is very, very good these days.
It is. It's an interesting industry as well, altogether. So laserhq.co.uk, that's your website.
Yeah.
Helen Quayle, yeah. founder of Laser HQ, thank you very much for talking to Friday Night Live. That is your lot for this episode. You can catch the programme live every Friday night on Black Country Radio from 6:00 p.m. And if you like our podcast, please subscribe by heading to blackcountryradio.co.uk/podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts from. See you very soon. This is a Black Country Radio podcast presented by me, Clive Payne, and produced by Andy Caddick.